Hi everybody, welcome to our midweek podcast on the 30th of September. Psalm 139, starting at verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? Speaking to a number of you, it sounds as though, for all the restrictions, life has returned to the same hectic pace, dashing here and there. So many demands on our time, work, family, friends, chores at home, admin, even our responsibilities at church. These often competing demands make us all too aware that we can only be in one place at any one time. We like to think we're good at multitasking these days, but actually the experts say we're only switching our attention from one thing to another very rapidly. We can't even be in more than one place mentally. We are fundamentally limited in that way. But God is not like us. He is not confined to one physical location. He is everywhere, what the theologians call omnipresent. Now that sounds like an academic point that would only interest theologians or puzzle students of RE. But in Psalm 139, David applies this truth of God's omnipresence very personally. So what do we learn from his psalm? Well, first, we cannot hide from God. We cannot hide from God. David asks the question, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? He entertains the idea of hiding from God and imagines a sort of cosmic game of hide and seek, but discovers it's pointless playing with God, because regardless of whether he goes to the heavens or to the depths, or from one horizon to the other, east to west, wherever he goes, God is there. And it's important that we remember we can never hide from God. Especially we need to remember that when we would like to think we could, when other people don't know where we are, when we're on our own, or when we're online. We need to know there's no place we ever go where God is not fully present. No point in trying to hide from him. But David here isn't trying to hide. He's not threatened by the fact that God is everywhere. He's comforted. Verse 10, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. So second point, God is always near. He's always near. No matter where we are, he is near. And if we belong to him, we can be sure of his close presence with us. He is with us to lead us and keep us. And what's more, nothing can get in the way of him doing that. So this is the third point. Nothing can separate us from him. In verse 11, David imagines the lights going out. Could the darkness hide me from God so God can't find me? No, he says, even the darkness will not be dark to you. God's vision is infrared. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. No matter how dark our circumstances, no matter how dark our mood, God is near. That should be a great comfort and encouragement to us as we look at the day ahead, the week ahead. Wherever we are, God will be with us. That difficult situation, God will be with us. And as we pray for others for whom we are concerned, we can be sure he is there. It makes perfect sense to pray to him, the God who is everywhere, that he would graciously act in their lives. He is everywhere, and there is no limit, therefore, to what he can do. Well, let's pray to him. Our Father, we praise you that you are present everywhere and therefore always near to us. Forgive us when we act as though we can hide from you. Forgive us when we accuse you of being far away from us. We thank you that through Jesus you are not only near, but you are for us. Thank you that we can draw near to you and seek your grace and trust in your goodness and your wisdom as you answer our prayers. Our Father, with news of global deaths from COVID-19 passing the 1 million mark, we pray again so much for your mercy on our world. Please would you grant wisdom to our leaders. Please would you prosper the efforts of all those working on vaccines and other treatments. Please help us to care for the most vulnerable as infections rise again. But we pray too that you would keep us, your people, from anxiety by helping us to cry to you and helping us to trust that all things are in your hands and to trust in your good sovereign purposes. We want to pray again, Father, for our students recently returned to universities across the country. Please would you sustain them through this time. And especially we pray that they would find your word to be a daily comfort and encouragement to them. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And thinking of our own church family, we pray again that you would surround the Conaghan family with your love as they grieve for Liz's mother. Please would they all be reassured that you are near. And we pray too that you would watch over Kat Matsuya with their baby due. Please would you help Kat and Lionel and Bethany to trust in you, to trust your timing. And we pray so much for a safe and straightforward delivery and a swift return home. Father, we pray for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening in. Do join us if you can on Friday morning. We have our pandemic prayer meeting, 8:30 on Friday morning. The link for that is in the email. And then do look ahead. And remember that on Sunday we've got a Zoom coffee. We're starting that up again. That'll be at 11:45 on Sunday morning after morning church. And again, the link for that is in this email.